Chapter 54. The anticipation of the test caused the girls to be nervous and to perspire. Ron could smell it in the classroom as he walked back and forth across the front of the room, passing out the test. They started reading and writing instantly. Their heads were down and their mouths moved as they silently said the words to themselves and then repeated the words again. Some of the girls just began writing furiously from the moment they got their tests. Some took a moment to read over them. One or two just stared straight ahead, like they'd been found guilty and were awaiting sentencing. But eventually, they all were working. He liked to watch them work. It was like they were emptying their brains for him, telling him everything that they knew. They were talking to him on the tests. They were writing for him. He knew that this was the illusion that he had created and that they really were writing for themselves. Eventually, they would make the transfer and be able to write for anyone. What difference did it make if they felt that they were doing it for him right now? It occurred to Ron that school was practice life. Silently, he wondered if they would ever get a chance to use these school skills after they left school. He announced the incrementally decreasing amounts of time left in the class. As the end grew closer, the girls began to sweat more and write faster. Ron watched them with pride and fascination. He had been a good standardized test taker in high school and in college, but he did not do as well on teacher-created stat tests. Either he had not read or studied the material, where he found himself distracted by some tangential path that his brain decided to take. In college, he had been accused of doing this purposefully. He learned that even if he was not aware that he was doing it intentionally, his professors did not accept the notion that his unconscious action was something for which he should not be held accountable. Invariably, though, he would write a paper or make a presentation or offer a unique perspective on a piece that caused more than one teacher to excuse his test-taking distractibility. When the bell rang, the girls groaned. None of them had turned in their tests. He made it too long. They stood up with a simultaneous accusatory and plaintive stare. "I can see that it was too long," he said. "I'll work something out." They were not happy with him when they reluctantly gave up their tests and went to the next class. He had already decided what he would do. He would give them the tests back the next day. This was a mixed bag solution. It did penalize those who crammed, but at the same time, it rewarded those who had truly learned the material, or those who were interested enough to go to the book that night and see what it was that they had missed. He would not tell them of his solution. He would spring it on them. He smiled when he pictured the way they would groan and pout